51 Squadron personnel have actually been training on the aircraft out at Offutt since January this year. Today's aircraft is flown by an RAF pilot, Squadron Leader Jake McAllister. He's recently returned from a four-month training course in the United States. And I say this marks the collaboration manning partnership between the RAF and the USAF to enable air crew from Waddington-based 51 Squadron to prepare for the arrival of their own version of the aircraft. On board today, RAF navigators, Flight Lieutenant Dave Biddle, the Airborne Systems Engineer is Flight Sergeant Ian McRae, and the United States pilot in the aircraft is Captain Mark Bruce.
And just providing a little bit of actuality there from the expert commentary that's here at the 2011 Waddington Air Show.
So in the Lincolnshire area, that's another aircraft you're going to have to get used to, so you can spot it when it flies around. Big aircraft, I'd say, like the E3D Sentry. Very simple, significant difference, of course, is no great big radar dome sitting on the top.
Although I have to say, Jodie, the notion of actually aircraft spotting, a bit like train spotting, tends to carry with it the notions of anoraks and so on, and surely it's far too warm for anoraks today.
It certainly is. It's definitely a scorcher here at the minute. Not an anorak in sight, I have to say.
Well, not perhaps in a metaphorical sense that there are anoraks in sight.
Certainly not, but we've got men with lots of cameras.
Very large lenses.
Very large lenses, indeed. Yeah, they're obviously here. They've left their anoraks at home today, but no doubt they are still aeroplane geeks.
We're just going to airborne. Is actually the next display aircraft, but he's going to have to climb to height. I've been joined by Flight Lieutenant Darren Bradbury. Darren, welcome back to RAF Waddington. You were here yesterday. I'm not going to talk about the aeroplane at the moment, but I do notice on your flying suit you have the badge of the Royal Air Force Central Flying School. Now, that's a school that doesn't actually teach ab initio pilots, which is what this aircraft is designed to do. You're joining CFS, you're going to become an instructor's instructor.
Yes, that's correct. The Elementary Flying Training School and CFS are two separate elements. CFS is the instructor training for the future instructors who will then go on to teach the EFT, if that's not too complicated.
Actually, it's a good basic idea, because that whole concept goes back to 1912 when the military realised that aeroplanes maybe had some sort of a future, and they decided that the military should get involved. They were going to form a corps, and it was going to have an army wing, it was going to have a naval wing, it's going to have Farnborough, which is where they built aeroplanes in those days, and it was going to have a school, a central flying school. And the central flying school was formed. The army and the navy thought it was a great idea, but went off and did their own thing and formed their own Royal Flying Corps and Royal Naval Air Service. But the central flying school was formed. It was formed before the First World War, so it's older than the Royal Air Force. It's the oldest military training school in the world. But as Darren was saying, it's not to train ab initio pilots, it's to train instructors. But really, we're getting right down to basics again, because of the Tucano, which Darren's going to talk about any second now.
Sorry, the tutor.
It is really right at the beginning. How long do guys do all this before they get streamed onto helicopters and things like that?
Well, all the pilots that join the RAF fly initially in this tutor, as you'll see in a second. They do initially about 55 to 60 hours of basic flying, learning how to handle the aircraft, formation, navigation, and instrument flying, all sorts of flying, even a bit of aerobatics, which you're going to see in a second. And then they get streamed onto the fast jet, rotary wing, or the multi-engine flying.
It's nice to see that Latin is actually being used with respect to ab initio to the beginning, the start. Trainee pilots, surely. It's always important. Always important. Just to remind you, you're listening to Siren FM, Midweek Drive, and indeed Sound Sound Broadcasting, reporting from the 2011 Waddington Air Show. We'll just stay with the commentary for a wee while.
See the RAF roundel on the underside with a 360-degree flip on the top. That's called a Porteous loop. And descending back down now to crowd centre, building up the speed. Sean's going to perform what's called a quarter clover, display, changing the display direction to in front of the crowd. He's going to run from right to left now, descending at all times to build up the speed and keep the momentum he's built up. and almost immediately now he's going to pull up into what's called a half horizontal eight, pulling on the G there, keeping the control column pulled back. He's going to turn over the top now, holding inverted flight, negative G. Not a very pleasant feeling, I can tell you. Constantly pushing on the control column to maintain inverted. He's upside down at this point now. And to make matters worse, here he goes, pushing up further again. Pulling the G until the aircraft almost stalls in the air. Pulling back down now around, building up the speed, descending. Now Sean's going to perform what's called the barrel roll. There he goes, over the top, a 360 degree roll, back to wings level. And Sean's now going to perform what's called a stall turn. Oh, my apologies, that was the barrel roll there. Getting ahead of myself there. Now Sean is pulling up to what's called the stall turn. So he's pulling up, the speed's constantly washing off there, about 60 knots. Aircraft stalls in the air, full rudder deflection now, back down, nose pointed at the ground, and speed building back up. He's going to perform a loop, a standard loop now in front of crowd centre, up over the top, down and round, building that speed up again to get the energy. Now Sean's going to perform a more advanced aerobatic manoeuvre now, it's called the 540 degree flick Cuban. So here he goes, flicking the control columns. Looks like he's out of control, but believe me, Sean's fully in control there. That's a very advanced aerobatic manoeuvre. Sean's going to perform another Porteous loop now, so again, pulling up for the loop. Over the top, he's going to perform a 360 degree roll. There he goes, over the top, just lost him in the sun. And Sean's going to perform a basic aerobatic manoeuvre now. This is all wing over, just to change the display direction. So he'll be running in from left to right across the crowd.
I think it's the 540 degree Cuban roll
that
appeals to me.
Descending now.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing what they're doing here. I mean, you can't imagine what it must be like going upside down.
He's performing a slow roll now. So it's a bit like a barrel roll, but a bit more difficult. Holding the controls and slowly rolling over. There we go, back to wings level.
I'd almost suggest a round of applause, but you wouldn't be able to hear us.
No, I don't think so. We could try.
Over now. So half a loop, flicking out over the top, reversing display direction, back from right to left.
Thomas from Stockton-on-Tees in Cleveland, Sergeant Martin Peace from Liverpool, Sergeant Neil Flanagan from Burnley in Lancashire, Sergeant James Bruce, the youngest member of our team, from Portsmouth, Sergeant Mark Clayton from Norwich in Norfolk, Sergeant John Parkhurst from Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, Sergeant Gary Nicholson from Consett in County Durham, Corporal Carl Harris from Mansfield in Nottinghamshire, Flight Lieutenant Michael Birch, the officer commanding the Royal Air Force Falcons and the Canberra. Ladies and gentlemen, what an absolutely wonderful display. You saw their almost perfect stacks as they come down. This wonderful weather that we have here today. Now, what are they doing now? They've all landed, they're making sure that their parachute equipment isn't going to move around or fly away, securing it down. And then they'll be lining up to go forward to have the salute taken by the
Well, there's great news there. In terms of parachute jumping, obviously paving the way for the Raw Animal Sanctuary charity jump with various other folk there. You may have noticed, Jodie, two folk from Middlesbrough and Stockton-on-Tees, respectively.
Indeed, yes, that was noted, Alex. So now you've seen the professionals in action. Do you think you'll be able to do the same next week?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. No, we leave it to the professionals.
Looks easy as pie to me.
Exactly. Now, we've just actually been very privileged, and I use that word deliberately, to actually see a fantastic display of parachute jumping, of coordination, of all manner of delightful things. And it gets even better because we're delighted to be able to actually greet one of the fine chaps who's responsible for the coordination of the press and marketing for this whole fantastic area, the legend.
Darren Scales. Such a legend. I know words fail you.
You're quite right, Darren. Absolutely. I was all coordinating over there. This is fantastic. I mean, this is our very first sort of experience of the Waddington Air Show, and you must be very proud.
Yeah, we are very proud. Everybody works really hard to get the air show ready. It's a great opportunity to engage with the public and with the press, and especially at the moment with what's going on in the world and how busy we're publicly seen to be at the moment. We're always busy, but especially at the moment, that's certainly in the public domain. So the air show is a great way of communicating and sharing that with the public. Good to have such really good weather to actually showcase the aircraft that we have, and also our colleagues from around the world as well. So all in all, a great event.
We were speaking with a couple of the Meet the Pilots earlier, and I think it's fair to say that the legendary status, which I use that term again, it's almost rock stars by what you've actually got here. I'm sort of sensing it's Top Gun, but even better.
Well, I think there's no doubt that there's a lot of skill set in the cockpit there. There has to be. At the end of the day, it's up to that pilot to make the right call to get the aircraft in the right place at the right time and deliver the effect that we want to achieve. But there's also a great number of individuals behind that, a huge number of teams. From anything from catering to making sure we're all fed, to servicing the aircraft, to flight safety, to communications, and then the commanders on the ground that have to make those decisions with those aircraft in the air. So yeah, there's a great team behind that pilot.
Yeah, just coming in this morning, getting a sense of the whole atmosphere that's around. I mean, there's a heck of a buzz here for the county of Lincolnshire.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is for us, it's almost like our home show. You know, RAF Waddington is very much part of Lincoln. We have the freedom of the city of Lincoln, but also from a wider community as well. The Red Arrows consider this to be their home display, and even the Blades, who also, many of them are Red Arrows pilots, well, all Red Arrows pilots previously as well. So yeah, certainly a home show as well as an international one.
There are other shows that are available. Obviously, Sunderland springs to mind, a variety of other species. I've got to say that what you've actually got here is special. It is quite unique. What are your own favourite aspects about the air show, and how long have you actually been involved with it as press guy?
Oh, right. Well, this is the largest RAF air show in the country. So by default, that makes it extremely special. There are other shows around the world and around the UK. But yes, for us, this is our biggest event. I've been involved in, as far as the press is concerned. I've been working now as the media communications officer for about 18 months, but I've been in the RAF now for just over 17 years.
So actually, I mean, I think it started off in 1995, the Waddington Air Show, is that right?
My understanding is, because I'd just been in the Air Force a few years at that point, my understanding is that it started off at RAF Finningley, and when that closed, from an RAF point of view, it was transferred here to RAF Waddington. So yeah, it's been a while. We have quite a heritage here now.
That whole experience, I mean, we were at 21st century Air Force, we were hearing about the history, obviously, the where is our Air Corps and Training Corps earlier with respect to that. As it develops, and I'm not going to go political with respect to politics because I refuse to do that, we're going to be positive all the way today, etc. What would you say is the best thing to look forward to as far as the RAF is concerned as we head into the second decade of the 21st century?
Well, I think you're right. There are things to look forward to. We are restructuring, reorganising ourselves, etc. But we've got the F-35, the Joint Combat Aircraft, coming in. We've got the future light air... We've got the future large aircraft coming in as well. The Voyager transporter, air-to-air refueler, passenger aircraft, all rolled into one. So there are things that are coming. As far as the Air Force is concerned, you know, we've got some good kit. We're going lots of places, and many people, that's exactly what they joined to do. You know, this is notwithstanding the sacrifices that are made both at home and abroad. You know, this is why I joined the RAF. You know, to get out there and do what it says in the brochure, and that's exactly what we're doing. So.
Absolutely. Passion is a word that springs to mind regularly with respect to this. We're speaking to some of the owners of some of the aircraft in the kind of display just outside, etc. Is that something which you'd say, obviously, from your own professional point of view, that comes across with the guys who are, whether they're parachutists, whether they're doing their training in Arizona or whatever, you know, it's that passion and commitment to get the job done?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that there's a lot of passion and a lot of competition between different squadrons, between different teams. We all want to be the best, and we all are the best, and everybody
less than the best is not best enough.
Well, everyone will tell you that they are the best, and they're right. There is a lot of competition here, but it's all part of the esprit de corps. It's something that's probably unique in the military, in all militaries across the world, is that we're all team players, but we're all in competition as well, and we all want to deliver the best effect that we can.
Well, as we said earlier, we were sorting out details and interviews, etc. It's Lieutenant, and Jodie, obviously an American studies student, was saying Lieutenant. I said, no, it's Lieutenant.
Yes, I've been corrected on that now.
Actually, it's Flight Lieutenant.
Precisely. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Flight Lieutenant. But obviously, looking in terms of interpretation, we have the Thunderbirds over here for the first time since 2001. Yeah. As one of our regular correspondents is Shane Remmer, of course, the voice of Scott Tracy. I thought, are we going to see the whole Jeff Tracy family here? No, it's a different line entirely. That level of, obviously, there's a special relationship on the one hand, but is there still that competition that comes across from that side as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the public are getting to see the you know, the United States Air Force here today, from a Royal Air Force point of view and from a Waddington point of view. We work with the US forces all the time, whether it's on exercise in the States or out on operations. So we're used to working with the Americans. And to be honest, it's nice to have the Thunderbirds here and to engage with them on at an air show level as well as the operational level, absolutely.
Flight Lieutenant Darren Scales. No, it's all right. I just did a momentary pause there. We'll get an item from that sort of point of view. We're certainly delighted with the whole thing. I think fantastic. So she should certainly sort of relay that it's another win-win situation all the way around. And long may it continue.
Thanks very much. Thank you.